I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 818, Always Teaching. You don't have to stand in front of a classroom to be a teacher. The truth is, we are all teachers. Even small children on a playground are looking around and learning from their peers about what is good and right and true. We need to be aware that we're always being watched. And yes, character counts. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. One of the greatest ways to love is to realize your life is always an example. Troy Dukes tells this story about his grandmother. He writes, "When I was a small boy growing up in Mississippi, my granny was often a source of wisdom, unconditional love, good cooking, and entertainment. I'll never forget a lesson she taught me by accident about honesty. We had stopped at a convenience store after church, where she intended to get a Sunday paper from the machine out front. She gave me a quarter and told me to run and get two papers, one for her and one for my mother. I got to the machine and saw that the Sunday paper was 25 cents, and I shouted to her as she sat in the car that I need another quarter. Granny said, 'No, baby, just put the quarter in the slot, open the door, and get two papers out of the machine.' I must have looked puzzled because she repeated herself a little louder. About that time, a customer walked out of the store, so I proceeded to explain that I couldn't get two papers out of the machine without putting in two quarters. She shushed me, got out of the car, and said, 'Just get in the car.' I climbed in the car and watched as she put a quarter in the slot, opened the door, and retrieved two newspapers. As the metal door slammed shut and she began to walk away, she suddenly was stopped short by the strap of her big black purse hanging on the arm. She had accidentally caught the purse in the paper machine. With the door closed, she was stuck. After a frustrating moment of indecision, Granny fished around, produced a second quarter, and freed herself from captivity. It was all I could do to keep from laughing, but something told me to keep that lesson to myself." Troy's story makes the point. We are always teaching, and Grandma that day was not teaching something good. The Bible teaches us that stealing is always wrong, and that it is what we do in our private moments that define our character and prove our witness to those around us. Doing the right thing is not one option among others for Christians. It's a mandate. Even when the compromise seems small, it's just a paper. Even when it appears that no one's looking or no one will really be harmed, our theft, our lie, our disregard for what is right has consequences. So here's the great question. Think back on your life. When have you learned a huge lesson about character? Now, that lesson could be either positive or negative, but when have you learned a huge lesson by watching the actions of someone else's life? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Father, your love for us is amazing. Only you know the number of our days and the purpose you have for us. You teach us in the most amazing ways through the most unexpected circumstances. God, would you develop a consistency of character in us, an authentic honesty about who and whose we are that's evident to those around us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 819. And in the meantime, Meg Butcher wrote, "Ever catch yourself acting differently around one person than around another? Some people share our passion for Jesus, but do we talk about him with as much gusto around those who may be uncomfortable or unfamiliar? What makes us shape shift like this? To fit ourselves to what we deem as acceptable behavior around specific people instead of adopting a consistency of character around everyone. Honesty includes consistency of character." Listen, podcast family, you know it doesn't work to say, "Do what I say, not what I do." If you want to love well, you have to live well. Because people are always watching you. And the truth is, you are always teaching.